Welcome back to another episode of Reality. Chloe Veach is in the building.
Oi,
this was overdue, you know.
It was
I've been trying to track you down, but you've been in America, Chloe.
I know, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Like, what? You've been there for quite a while, actually. I saw you at the Love is Blind thing. Like, you have been there for months.
I've been about.
So what was the deal? So you went for a couple of days and you ended up prolonging your journey, your trip?
Yeah. So I was originally going to be there for a few days and then I thought, oh, I do want to stay for a little bit longer. So then it ended up being like extended for another couple of weeks and then another couple of weeks. And long story short, I ended up staying out there for a few months. Mm-hmm. And that is the third time I have been in the past.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Lost 6 months.
Yikes.
Yeah.
But why do people get so sucked in though? Like, what's the dealio?
It's a black hole.
Really?
You just get sucked in. Like, it's a completely different world. It's like a bubble, right? Mm. You go there and there's, like, imagine going to LA, I'm going to call it like this magical world.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing podcasts, TV. Like, there's loads of influencers.
Like a magical media world.
Like a magical media world and everyone's so lovely.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're out there and I heard that you're sober.
Yes.
So that must be hard. I'm not going to lie. Like, every time I go abroad, I say to myself, I'm not going to drink that much, but I do. But you're doing all of this. You're enjoying your best life, living your best life, socializing, but you're not even taking a drop of alcohol.
No.
I respect it.
Thank you. I mean, I had to hit my bottom to make that strong decision never to drink again.
Like, everyone says that.
I was a massive drinker, I'm not going to lie. I'm not some girl that's like, oh no, I just don't drink. It's like, no, when I drink, I fucking drink.
Yeah.
Can I swear on here?
You can.
Fucking amazing.
Can I say, apparently that is the most said thing on a podcast. Can I swear on this? But yeah, like, no, I hear it. So like, when did you just decide that this is not for me anymore?
So it was a couple years ago when I first made the decision. It started to get a bit messy. I was earning money. I was on fucking the number one show on Netflix. And it just, like, during that week period in COVID, I went from 1,500 followers to nearly 2 million. Mm. And, like, the pressure and the anxiety of having to produce content for them at 19 years old,
ooh.
I was like, what? Anyway, right, that wasn't the reason why I drank.
Yeah, but that's a lot for any 19-year-old.
But I just wanted to party.
Yeah.
You know, like any normal 19, 20-year-old, I just wanted to go out, party. And you know what it's like. Mm. As soon as you start doing a podcast or being on TV, the promoters come out the woodworks. Come to Libertine, come to Mayfair, come to Soho, free booze on us.
Yeah.
And you're getting drip-fed fucking vodka. And it turned into a problem. And I mean, recovery, I do a 12-step program.
Wow.
And yeah, so it's not just me saying, oh, I just don't want to drink, because if I was to say I don't want to drink, I wouldn't be able to just put it down.
Mm.
I have to, like, replace it with something, you know?
Yeah. But what do you replace it with?
So it's, I don't want to bore you with it.
No, this isn't boring. This is interesting because I think myself, a lot of people watching probably go out and drink every other weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a British culture thing, isn't it?
It is
like,
a British culture.
Go to the pub, we'll get some drinks. Mm-hmm. But you've managed to restrict this. And I feel like, especially in our industry, Chloe, like, as you said, like, even when I first joined this business, free things, everything's free, free drinks, free drinks. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, what do you replace it with? How do you do it?
Yeah. So at the beginning, I was going to meetings, like AA meetings, CA meetings, because at that point I was broken. Yeah. Like I was broken. I felt really depressed, suicidal. And it was like I was on a hamster wheel. I was going round and round and round, doing the same things with the same people in the same places. And my life wasn't getting any better. It wasn't progressing. So I had to make that strong decision, and my family influenced it and was like, Chloe, I think you've got a problem. And I was like, okay. And my dad's been to rehab and stuff. So I kind of see him go through his change of being that father who drank and abused substances to then coming out the other side and actually being a dad. So I was like, I've got this huge opportunity with Netflix. Do I want to chuck it down the drain, or do I actually want to progress? So that's what I done. I started going to meetings. I got a sponsor. I do a gratitude list daily.
What's a sponsor?
So a sponsor in recovery is someone that you're accountable to. Mm. So like a best friend that's been through the same stuff that you have. So she understands the depression and the dark times of addiction. She will understand that once you take one drink, you're then drinking to get bladdered.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I was a yes girl. I'm like, yeah, I'm going out. And even though I didn't want to drink, there was always that devil inside me that was like, just have one, just have one. And a sponsor is someone that you learn to build a relationship with, to talk to every day. And she'll ask you, or he'll ask you, how are you feeling? Do you have the obsession to drink today? And you go through the 12 steps, which is basically, long story short, you admit that you have a problem. And then you start to go to meetings and go through the 12 steps, which are admitting you got a problem, understanding that you have character defects, which are like, am I really impatient? Am I really angry all the time? Or is my ego really big but I just don't know? Have I got low self-esteem? And they go through a book which is called the Alcoholics Anonymous book, and they teach you, it's like the life book. It's a book of life that just teaches you how to be a good person, just so you're on a different way of life. Because when I was drinking, I didn't care about anyone. I was so selfish. As long as I'm going out and I'm having fun, if my mum rings me, that phone's going on silent. So today I've got a great relationship with my family because I am sober, you know. So yeah, one day at a time, they say.
That's so good. And like, it must have been hard for like your friends, because like, imagine going from being the party girl and like life of the party, buying the drinks, to now not doing that. Do you feel like your friends had to change in order for you to do that? Or like, what was the deal? Or was it hard when you were out? Or did you just not go to those places anymore?
I mean, at the beginning, my willpower was non-existent. Like, I didn't have power.
Wow.
Like, I just wanted to drink. So I had to stop going out to nightclubs for a little while.
Yeah.
Stopped hanging around with the friends that used to drink all the time. And then the one friend that you know, Nicole, she kind of knew that I had a bit of a problem. Like, she would say to me, are you okay? Like, you look really depressed. I was crying all the time. And
that's good of her, that.
It is amazing. And she is like my ride or die. She helped me through a lot. And me going to meetings and stuff, it got to a point where, even though I'd kind of told some of my friends, listen, I can't really be going out with you that much because I don't feel strong enough to be around alcohol and to not drink it, they understood it. And the ones that didn't weren't my fucking friends anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, were you really my friends? And then it got to a point where in my sobriety, I was like a year sober and then like 2 years sober. And I thought, okay, I think it was around the 5 or 6 month mark that I felt strong enough with going through the steps with my sponsor and building a new way of life that I could go into nightclubs. I've been sober raving.
Wow.
Like, I'm like, oi, oi, on the dance floor.
What's that like?
Sober. It's insane.
So what, you just drinking lemonade, like having
a good time?
Red Bull
to keep me awake.
That's the vibe.
Bottles of water.
But do you get tired? Do you feel like, oh gosh, I'm going home at like, I don't know, 10 p.m.?
No, because without the drink and the substances, I am still a fun girl.
Yeah.
I tricked myself into thinking that I was only fun because I could drink.
Mm.
And it's like, once you take that away, you start to realise that actually you are a fun person without substances and drink, and you can just have fun. And I learned that through sobriety, and it's amazing. And I've so many of my friends are like, oh, I think I've got a problem. Can you help me? And that's the beautiful thing about it, because it's not promotion. You don't promote it, you attract it. So my friends are attracted to my sobriety because they're starting to kind of realise, doesn't matter if you're in your 50s or in your 20s, addiction doesn't discriminate, you know. Like, I'm allergic to alcohol. Once I drink it, I can't stop drinking it. So,
and a lot of people don't really know that, but look, I think it's such a good thing, because it's like, you're so young and you're doing so, so well in your career.
Thank you.
Like, how does it feel? You've done so many reality shows, I don't even know where to start.
I'm a reality TV whore.
You legit are. I'm not gonna lie, you legit are. Like, I discovered you on, I think, was it Too Hot to Handle, which you did like a couple of years ago, and you've just done so many. You've just done the E4 show, the Celeb Detox show. How was that? So you and a bunch of celebs went away to kind of like a, is it like a spiritual retreat, spiritual awakenings and all that
the
stuff?
The purging.
Does that stuff work?
Yeah. I mean, some of them, no. Like, I can't believe the guys actually had a coffee enema.
That's flipping mad.
Like, they had to have tubes stuck up their arse and they had to have coffee.
That's flipping unnecessary.
I just don't get it.
But why? Why were they so convinced that this was going to work?
I mean, the money helped.
Fine.
When I first got offered the job.
Why not?
You could literally do... Listen, if you gave me a bottle of wine, I would be flashing my tits. I'd be doing all sorts, right? So why not if I'm being offered a little bag? But to be honest with you, I was quite sceptical when I got asked to do the show, because I was like, is this really like something I want to do? Because we had to sign waivers to say if anything was to happen, then they wouldn't be liable and we couldn't sue.
Yeah.
So... it clicked in my head, this is going to be serious. Like, what am I getting myself into? You know? Like,
yeah, and you've done your fair share of TV shows, so you know that, right, this shit's about to get crazy.
Yeah, exactly. You know? To be honest with you, about a day or two into the process, I really started to feel different.
Yeah.
And I can't explain
different
it.
Different in what way, though?
Like, because I went in there open-minded, more open-minded than what I thought I was going to be. I mean, Kerry Katona is absolutely hilarious, and so is David Potts. I've worked with them on a few shows, and they are just so funny. And to see everyone else take it so seriously really helped me chuck myself in it. But my favourite thing was the pignon blanco seeds.
Oh my gosh.
And we had to eat these seeds that made an allergic reaction or something in our stomach, and we had to be sick. So we had to drink gallons and gallons and gallons of water.
Yeah.
And we were sat there for like 6 hours. You only see 5 minutes of it on the telly, but we were being fucking tortured at a point where I thought, is this even legal? Like, where the fuck have you got this from?
And you look like drinking piss and stuff like that as well.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I know.
What's the reasoning behind that? Please explain that to me, because they must have explained that to you. Explain that to me.
Do you know how many people have been in my DMs like, did you just drink piss on the telly?
No, I cannot.
So they came into the room in the morning and went, you need to piss in this bottle.
Fine.
Because there's a treatment. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, maybe we're just pouring it on the grass and then, like, pray into the grass and, like, hoping that the piss grows nature, you know?
Yeah.
No. But I cheated. I actually poured half water, half piss in mine, because I knew that something felt a little bit dodgy.
Yeah.
But when we went round in a circle, there was this guy sat there, and he said that he drinks his wee every day, and he has done for the past 10 years.
What?
He says it's really good for his skin, but his skin looked shit.
Oh.
He said that he does
what
it.
What a waste of time.
Exactly. He says he does it for his well-being, and I'm like, you do not look healthy, mate. I think you're in denial. This should be illegal.
Oh, my days. So he just drinks pee for bants at this
love
point.
Love it. He loves he it. Just do you know what? He drank David's wee.
What?
David tipped his wee in his mouth and started gagging and went, I can't drink it. I can't drink it. Mine tastes like lighter fluid. And he went, can I try yours?
Oh, no.
And this guy fully just tipped.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Doesn't Madonna do this? I swear to God, I read somewhere that Madonna either drinks pee or bathes in it. Or just something like that.
Bathes
like,
in it. Madonna, what are you doing?
Something like that. But look, this show was good because you were very open about a certain part of your life on this show. You spoke out about your sexuality.
Mm-hmm, I did.
That you looked really emotional in that scene, actually.
I didn't realise it was going to fall out.
Wow.
It just built up inside of me and it fell out like word vomit. And even the producers afterwards were like,
crap, we weren't expecting
we
that one.
We weren't expecting that, Chloe.
Yeah.
But it felt natural. And I feel like sometimes in TV, you feel unnatural in certain settings because you know that you're there to do a job. Mm. You're being paid to be there. You want the show to do well and you want the best storyline possible, you know? So it's kind of orchestrated to a point, but you have to be your authentic self. And with this show, in the first initial interview process, they were asking me questions, genuinely asking me questions about myself. They weren't these producers that were like, why don't you say this? This will sound funny. It was like, okay, this is the first time in history out of the whole 7 shows that I've done that I've actually felt safe in a producer's company, you know? And that really added to the reason as to why I came out about my sexuality. I mean, I've liked women ever since I came out my mum's minge wheel.
Wow.
And I've known and I've suppressed it, not knowing that that was actually what it was. And I've been in a relationship with a woman before for a year in secret. And it was only a week before the show came out that I actually told some of my family, this and this is going to be on air. Because I wanted to wait until the last pinnacle point to actually admit it. But all my friends have been so supportive. And me and my ex actually aren't together now because it was a problem in the relationship that he couldn't accept. He'd never been with someone that was bisexual and it confused him. Mm. And I can't make him understand my sexuality. And
what do you mean it confused him?
He said that he'd never been with someone that was bisexual and that now he feels like he has to watch out for guys and girls when we're out. And I'm like, well, surely that's just to do with your insecurities, no? Yeah. And you just obviously don't feel secure in the relationship. And then it got to a point where, I don't know, he said on the last conversation we ever had that I was doing it for attention. And that for me was, that first of all, he said, why would you come out as bisexual when you're in a straight relationship? That's disrespectful to me. And as soon as he said those words, I just thought, I am so glad that you have just said this to me. Because I've not come out for anyone else. I've come out for me.
He's flipping rude.
I don't get it, Will.
Girl, I can't keep up with your love life because you were going out of that guy from that show. Then you left the guy from the show. Wait, didn't you leave? Oh, no.
Stop it!
I swear, was it not when the camera stopped rolling? You guys were like, see you soon.
Basically.
But that's fine, though. That's okay. Yeah. That's okay. So you split up with the guy from...
Shane. From Love is Blind, yeah.
From Love is Blind, sorry, yeah. And then you started dating this hockey player.
Yes.
Yeah. How long were you with him for?
So I was with him for around 5 or 6 months.
Okay.
I was besotted with him. It was like, I've just met this guy off Raya. Like, who would have thought Raya? And he was really caring.
Yeah.
He was a gentleman and he had ambitions. And it was like, okay, this is what it's like to be with someone that I can actually see a future with.
Yeah.
And then it just got to a point where it just didn't feel right, you know? I didn't want it to turn toxic. I knew a little while back.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
That it just wasn't going to work out. And we had those difficult conversations because the last thing I want to do is lie to him and say, I am so in love with you when I'm not feeling it. And it got to a point where we would argue every day and certain things would happen, like his beliefs and morals wouldn't align with mine. And you know what? In the modern day, that's okay.
Yeah.
Like just because you aren't aligning with their morals and beliefs, it doesn't make you a bad person. Like he's not a bad guy, but we're just two very different people, and we just started clashing. And I made that decision to end the relationship, and then we got back together, and then we ended it again, then we got back together. And then I got back home to London, and that was when the whole bisexuality conversation happened. And I just thought, do you know what? I have felt so belittled my whole life in relationships, to the point where I'm actually worried about dating again. And now you're bringing up my sexuality and weaponizing it against me.
Yeah.
And it's like, for you to weaponize my sexuality and tell me that you think I'm doing it for attention and that it's a respect thing and that I shouldn't have come out whilst being in a relationship with you, I'm sorry, mate, you can get fucked. And I don't care if he watches this.
I feel like, do you know what? I feel like you've grown up quickly.
Thanks.
Do you not feel like that?
I feel like I've matured a lot. Yeah.
I feel like you've matured quite... I feel like a lot was thrown at you from a young age and you've just matured so quickly.
I'm like...
Literally. Oi, I also heard that you've got IBS like me. Oh. Spot me.
Wait, this is a serious question.
Yeah.
How many times do you shit a day?
Do you know what? It's about 3 times a day.
Is that it?
It's not too bad. How many times do you shit a day?
Like at least 5.
5?
Yeah.
You shit 5 times a day.
Everyone says that I need to go to the doctors, but I have done multiple times and they said it's normal.
Don't you enjoy it though?
I love it.
I love taking this shit. It's the best thing. When I can feel it coming, I'm on the phone to my friend, right, I'll call you back in a bit. Get my phone ready. Might get some grapes as well. It's the best thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Guys.
Do you like wipe it and sniff it?
I don't know about that,
girl. I'm joking.
But I enjoy being on the seat. No, but I think when everyone wipes their poo, you do look back at it and be like,
Just to see if it's healthy, I think it's normal.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh,
what?
How scary are the ones that you do and you wipe and there's nothing on the tissue? It's called a ghost poo.
Why do they? What, yeah, that's that. Where does it go? What's in the water?
Sometimes I have to Google it.
It's fucking mad, isn't it?
Mm.
Shit.
But yeah, I'm lactose intolerant. I can't drink milk.
So when you drink milk, you poo?
Yeah, but I love coffee.
So you have coffee with no milk?
No, I have coffee with milk and just suffer the pain.
All right, cool. So now we're going to go through a series of just tell me. So, you know, like tell me a friendship deal breaker.
You know when you've got a new boyfriend or like you're dating someone and you're like, oh, I really want you to meet them.
Yeah.
And they do that thing where they're like... They push their boobs up and they flick their hair and they're like, oh, let me just get ready to look cute in front of your boyfriend.
Oi, girls do that a lot, you know. I've noticed this.
Don't pinch your nips to make them hard just for my fella, babe. All right?
But that's snaky, though.
I walked in on one of my best friends having sex with a guy that I was seeing.
What?
Yeah. It was disgusting. Like, you think in that moment you'd go mental.
And what did she say?
Well, I walked in, he was on top of her naked and the covers were off. And then I went, like, I walked in and was like, I just froze. And I went, what are you doing? And then he got off her and she was like, oh my God. And then I went downstairs and just like sat in the sitting room and was just in shock. Like, what do I do? Because she was my best friend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, surely that's not right. And then she came downstairs and started crying and was like, I'm sorry. I was really drunk. I didn't mean to do it. I'm going for a breakup. And I'm like, well, now I'm going for a breakup because of you, you silly bitch. You're so selfish. Close your legs.
Literally. What's a dating deal breaker for you?
A dating deal breaker.
Yeah.
I'm a simple girl.
Yeah.
So if they don't hold the door open for me, pull my chair out.
Yeah.
And if they're not polite, I can't.
I hear it.
I will go to the toilet.
Some men have no flipping manners, by the way.
Listen, just smile. And if they bring out the wrong order and it's cold, just say, excuse me, darling. I'm really sorry. I don't want to be a pain, but... my food's cold. Can you change it?
Oi, who's paying the bill, though? When you and your man are out, first date, okay? You've both suggested this is to happen. The bill comes. You're probably at quite a nice restaurant, actually.
Yeah.
Because you're Chloe Veach.
Sexy Fish or something.
Because you're Chloe Veach.
Or McDonald's.
Because you're Chloe Veach. Exactly. And, you know, the bill comes... And, you know, what's the bill? What, 600? Oh, no, he's bought champagne for himself, maybe. He's bought you the finest steak on the menu. Who should be paying that bill?
I feel like I would... I would... the man definitely has got to pay for the first date, I think. Because... I'm a lady, you know? It's like you're getting
Yeah, but
girl,
you can tap your bank card too.
I mean, I feel like the first day, the man should try and impress the woman, yeah?
Yeah.
But I've actually had arguments about this. I will secretly pay for the bill on the second date. Always, without a doubt.
Why?
I will fight for that card machine.
What, the whole bill?
The whole bill.
Why?
100%. Because I don't want him thinking that I am using him for his money.
I get it.
Or I don't want him to then have the privilege to turn around and say to me, you wouldn't have had that if it weren't for me.
Okay, so do you feel like as a woman, you have to show the man that you do have your own money? So that's almost like an authority. Like,
100%.
Look, I've got my own money. I make my own money.
I don't
I'm independent.
Need you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would pay for the bill to kind of show that?
I mean, not really. That wouldn't be the ulterior motive behind the
reason. But if you do
paying,
want... But
it,
if...
Would, it would be more of a, see, I'm a nice girl. Hopefully you'll fall in love with me quicker now. Do you know what I mean? Because I've had conversations with men before and they're like, oh, I bought her this, I bought her that, I paid for this, I paid for that. And I'm like, okay, well, if it annoys you, then why don't you just ask her to pay for something? Do you know what I mean? But I don't know, as a woman, I just... My experience, but then I've been invoiced for gifts. Invoiced? I've been invoiced.
You've been invoiced for what?
So my ex bought me a Louis Vuitton bag in Spain. Yeah. And he was like, I want to treat you. Let's go into Louis Vuitton. I love you so much. I want to treat you. And I said to him repeatedly, you don't have to, please. Like, it's too much. And he's like, no, let's do it. I'm like, okay. He had quite a bit of money. I'm going to take right advantage of this. So I went up to the limited edition bag. And it was like $4,000. And I went, I really, really like this one. And he went, okay, let's get it. He got me the bag. A month or so later, he turned out to be a massive stalker, right? It was just insane. I ended it with him. He then invoiced me for the bag.
What?
And a pair of diamond earrings that he bought for me. And he was threatening me and saying, if you don't pay this, then this is going to happen. He even went to the extreme of emailing my mum. He emailed my mum.
That's a psycho ex, ladies and gentlemen. That is a psycho ex. Now, Love Island is on our TV screens now. Before we even speak and rate the contestants, what do you think of the previous contestants? Are any of them, like, have you found any of them hot? Have any of them slid into your DMs? Like, what's the dealio?
Oh my God, one of them actually did. What was his name? It was the guy, I think it was from a couple seasons ago, and he was he Welsh? Brad.
Brad.
Brad,
from
what's
Love
his
Island.
Name?
Yeah, Brad.
What's his surname?
I don't remember. Yeah. Sammy. We're thinking of the same one.
Yeah, so he slid, I think he
was it just like a random DM slide?
Yeah, this was like a long time ago. Well, I'd say about a year or so ago. I don't know, a bit longer.
I don't know
the timeline. But he slid in and then he was messaging me like on and off and we were going to meet and whatever. And then we ended up not meeting because I had to film a show. And when I got back off the show, I looked on my Instagram. And because he'd liked a couple of my photos, there was an article saying that Brad and Chloe are like, are they dating?
What? Oh, because he likes
it. Like, yeah. Like, oh, man. A part of me was like, have you done that?
He might have done
have
that.
Have you done that? Well, I don't know.
So in the reality world, right, you obviously know what it's like. Like, people like to set things up. People will sell their stories. Like, have you experienced that yourself? Like, has anyone sold a story on you? Like, has anyone been snaky in that way?
No.
Wow, that's good.
Fortunately.
But I do feel like you're quite, because like, you are so known in America, right?
Yeah.
I think that bullshit happens over here.
It does.
Yeah. Like, I don't think they do that over there, right?
In America, it's very nice because they're very positive. They want the best for you. In London and like the UK, the press are so different. They're all about clickbaits.
Really?
They're all about what's the worst possible headline we can caption this article to get people to look at it. But I don't know. It hasn't happened to me yet. Yeah,
good.
Touchwood.
Good. But like I said, Love Island is back on our TV screen, so I think we should rate the cast members. What do you think?
Oh, I'm excited. Let's do it.
We have got Sammy. What are you thinking? Is it a smash or pass?
Smash.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a straight what you're liking the body, you're liking the...
It's the dark hair. He looks like a scaffolder.
Looks like a scaffolder, yeah. Cool. What were you saying about Whitney? Is a smash or pass? 25-year-old entrepreneur.
Smash.
Yes.
Do you know, I love moles.
Yeah,
she's got
one.
Mole.
She's got the, oh, she's got the body, yardy.
Yeah. Woo!
She's a businesswoman and we like that.
Entrepreneur.
Literally. What are we thinking of Zachariah?
See, Zach would be my type, yeah. Smash.
Really?
But he looks like a bit of a fuckboy, so I don't know. I'd probably stay clear.
Why do you think he looks like a fuckboy?
Because he's quite all right looking. And I just think that about everyone that's quite all right looking. I'm like, you must get about, mate.
He's a basketball player.
Really?
Yeah, see.
Did I just scream then?
Yeah, you're like, really?
I think I got a bit too excited.
Yeah. Ruchi, what are we thinking?
I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
The blue. Oh, she's definitely got a batty on her, you can tell.
She's stunning. So are we smashing or are we passing?
Smashing.
What are we thinking of Tyreek?
Ooh, do you know what? He knows Toby, doesn't he? Toby.
He does, he does.
Yeah. I think he's the best looking in the villa.
I agree with that, you know.
It's the eyelashes.
I agree with that. And the eyes.
Guys that have pretty eyes, I'm telling ya.
It's evil.
Beware.
Be flipping where.
Expect them to be chatting to at least 50 other girls.
And you'll end up in their bed 15 minutes after meeting them.
15.
Molly?
Oh, I don't know. I'm getting bitchy vibes. Just from the photo, I haven't watched it.
Yeah, yeah,
I've
yeah,
got no
yeah,
preconceptions.
Yeah.
I love no. you, Molly. I just don't know you yet.
Oh, wait. How are we coming to the conclusion that she looks like a bitch from the photo?
No, only because... I don't know. She just looked really posy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
here
yeah.
you go. Musical theatre performer. See, I knew it. She's a drama queen.
Smash will pass?
Pass.
Okay, fine. What are we thinking of Catherine?
Oh, I love Catherine. I mean, I'm not sure on the eyebrows, though. I don't know. I love the long hair, though. I'm going to, yeah.
You seem 50-50. Are you smashing this,
smash,
though?
Smash.
But what's the situation? Is it after an evening out? Would you date? Was it...
Just a date.
Yeah, just a date. What are we thinking of Mehdi?
He looks cheeky. Is he cheeky?
He's very cheeky.
Oh, he's good at communicating. He's a communications manager.
Yeah.
He might be in touch with his emotions.
Mm.
Unfortunately, I like guys that are emotionally unavailable.
No. Girl, we got to change that. It's the worst thing ever.
I love them.
All right. Okay. Ella.
Stunning. Best looking girl I've seen so far in the villa.
Smash or pass?
Smash.
We're smashing. Mitchell.
Oh my God, my ex's name was Mitchell Lee Taylor.
Oh wow.
So I'm going to say pass just because of that. No, I'm joking.
What are we thinking of Jess?
Jess. Oh, I don't know. She's very sexy, but she looks like she'd have a gob on her, so I'm going to say pass.
Yes, fine. Andre.
I don't know.
I can hear it in your voice.
It's the raised eyebrow, I don't know.
You're not feeling the vibes, are
Drop
you?
Drop the brow, babe.
Drop the brow. Fine. So that's a no. I feel like, I know that you've been on so many reality shows. I know for a fact you've been asked to go in this. I don't care. I do not care. I know for a fact that somehow, somewhere, a Love Island producer has reached out to you. Am I lying?
You're not lying.
When? What year? Were you about to go on? What was the process?
This was before I actually went on Talk to Handle.
Wow.
So they reached out to me and I'd done my audition process. They loved me and said, right, we want you to come in. But we were only at the mid stages of the interviewing process.
Really?
And I'd already gone through all of that with Netflix. So it was a choice between a show that I was unfamiliar with on Netflix or Love Island.
Wow.
So I chose Netflix and I'm so glad that I did.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because with Love Island, like, don't get me wrong, it's good for anyone who goes on, but Love Island can really be a hit or miss.
It pigeonholes you.
Yeah.
You're an influencer straight away. You're known in the UK, but not really anywhere else. Mm. And I wanted to be more global.
Yeah.
You know? I'm joking.
No, but you are.
I'm joking. I didn't know where it was going to go. We weren't even told that it was Netflix.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like at the stage Too Hot to Handle was at back then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure not many people really knew what was going to happen from it.
Well, I was on the first season, so I went in blind.
Yeah.
Yeah, blind fan.
What did you do in there? Did you? You didn't have sex in there, did you?
No.
You kissed in there.
I got fingered. No, I'm joking. I didn't really.
Like, would you have felt weird, like having sex on TV or even doing anything like that on TV, like family scene, all that stuff?
My nan's watching.
Shit.
Like, my nan is holy. She's religious. She's like, Chloe, girl.
No, it wasn't.
Do not
happen.
Be getting fingered on TV, please. You know.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. And I've got like 4 brothers.
You've got 4 brothers.
They would kill me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. So what's next in life and love for Chloe Veach? I've told you, you need to start a podcast again. Because you know that you've had your show.
Yes.
You need to either bring it back Or do something.
So I want to continue with banging.
Yeah.
I want to continue. It's still on Spotify. It's still on TikTok. Still on YouTube, yeah. But I'm just waiting for the right time in my life where I can be unconditional with it. Because if I can't devote all my time to it, I don't want to let anyone down.
Yeah.
So it's on pause for anyone that's listening or watching. It will be back up and running within the next year.
Yeah. Good. No, that's a good time frame. Because you're not over-promising.
Yeah. Yeah. <Ooh. laughs> But I've had a few really exciting conversations with Netflix recently. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trusting in the universe, you know. Yeah. I would love to be a host. I really want to be a presenter. I want a talk show, like the Late Late Corden show.
Yeah.
And I want to be like Keith Lemon, but a female version. Do you know? I want to do comedy sketches. I'd be sick at that. And I need to find that one person at Netflix that just believes in me and pushes me in that area, you know. But yeah, keep your fingers crossed.
I believe it's going to happen.
Thank
you. Chloe Veach, thank you for coming on the show.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.